Another mass shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, in the Northern California community of Half Moon Bay.
We're told there were two different scenes, both agricultural sites. At the first location, four were killed. A fifth was taken to the hospital. Three were then killed at a second location. 67-year-old Chun Li Zhao was later arrested. It was reportedly found in his car in the parking lot of a local sheriff's office substation.
Fox's Jeff Paul reports the San Mateo County Sheriff's Office says the suspect is cooperating with them. It is if they know what his motive was. They haven't shared it yet. In Southern California, they're still sorting out Saturday night shooting at a ballroom where people were celebrating the Lunar New Year.
We did unfortunately have an 11th victim that passed away. So now we have a total of 11 victims that unfortunately have died as a result of this tragic incident.
That's L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna. The gunman in that shooting took his own life. Police found more weapons and ammunition when they searched his home. Word from Oakland is that eight people have been shot at a gas station. One of the victims has died. A verdict Monday in the second trial of members of the Oath Keepers group from their role in the U.S. Capitol incursion.
All four defendants were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, as well as conspiracy to obstruct the certification of the Electoral College vote and to prevent members of Congress from discharging their duties. I am grateful to the prosecutors, agents, and staff for their outstanding work in connection with this matter.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, sentencing will come later. A new Wallet Hub study says Virginia is now the best state in the union to retire, citing affordability, health care, and overall quality of life. Florida ranking second, Colorado third in that survey. Kentucky at the bottom of the list. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The state of New Mexico is moving to codify a right to abortion.
State Attorney General Raul Torres has asked the state Supreme Court to nullify abortion ordinances that have recently been passed by local leaders, saying they overstep local government authority to regulate health care access and violate the state constitution's guarantees of equal protection and due process. Torres says the ordinances are significant even in regions with no abortion clinics because they threaten to restrict access to reproductive health care in people's homes. More than half of U.S. abortions are now done with pills rather than surgery. It's not clear how soon the New Mexico Supreme Court could decide to take up the issue. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A former high-ranking FBI counterintelligence official who investigated Russian oligarchs has been indicted on charges he secretly worked for one of them. Charles McGonigal was the special agent in charge of the FBI's counterintelligence division in New York City. From 2016 to 2018, he was accused in an indictment unsealed on Monday, also charged in a separate indictment with taking cash from a foreign security officer. Federal aviation safety investigators have released gruesome details about the death of an airport worker in Alabama earlier this month.
The NTSB says an American Eagle flight landed in Montgomery, Alabama on New Year's Eve and at the time had an inoperative auxiliary power unit. The flight crew left the engines on for a two-minute cool-down period. The captain gave a hand signal to ground crew to connect the plane to ground power. As he shut down the power to the second engine, the forward cargo door light went on, indicating it had opened. The first officer opened the cockpit window to tell ramp agents the engines were still on. But suddenly, the plane shook violently, and the first engine immediately shut off. One of the ground crew had been pulled into the engine. She was killed. The NTSB notes the rotating beacons that warn of active engines were illuminated at the time. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.